Today's shiur is Masechta Krisis, Daf Chaf Hei, we will begin on Daf Chaf Dalet, Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Oshem Vade in a king. Our Mishnah had discussed Alocha of Oshem Tolui and Oshem Vadei, where after one designating the carbon, or while processing the carbon, he determined that he wasn't obligated in the carbon, what should be done with the carbon. And then the Mishnah discussed the halacha about the egel arufa, that if corpse was found and we don't know who the murderer was, so we know that the Torah requires us to go through the procedure of the egel arufa. And the Mishnah discussed what would be the halacha if somebody began this egel arufa procedure and then discovered the murderer. So the Mishnah said, if it was before the animal was decapitated, then the animal just goes home fine. If it was afterwards, then it should still be buried where the procedure took place, even though we know who the murderer is. Begins Agamar Itma. Egel arufa emesai neseris. At what point does the egel arufa become asa b'hano? The halacha is that our egel arufa is asa b'hano. And our Gemara wants to know at what point that begins. For as the stipler explains, an egel arufa is a very unique type of hegdish. It's not like kedushas damim. It's not like kedushas b'edek habayis. Nor is it like a carbon. So the halachas that normally apply to all these other types of hegdish don't naturally apply to egel arufa. And therefore, Gemara wants to know egel arufa in the Seres, at what point does it become awesome? Rav Nuna on the Chayim. Rav Nuna says, while it's still alive. Rav Malach Arifa. Rav, on the other hand, says, only after it went through the decapitation process. Says the Gemara. Bishvam al Rav. Rav's opinion is very understandable. From when the moment something was done to it, from when it became nerach, became decapitated, that's when it gets the din of egel arufa. El Rav Hamnuna asked the Gemara, Meimasai, according to Rav Hamnuna, that the halacha is that egel arufa, already while it's alive, has the din of egel arufa. It's also b'hanah. Ask the Gemara exactly at what point is that. Rav Yanai, comments Rav Yanai, as the Aruch Lener says, Rav Yanai lived many years before Rav Hamnuna. Rav Yanai was a contemporary of Rav Yochanan. So it can't be that Rav Yanai was addressing Rav Hamnuna. But rather, the way to understand the Gemara, explains the Aruch Haner, is that once they began to try to understand the opinion of Rav Hamnuna, they discovered that this was already an issue that had been discussed in the yeshiva by Rav Yanai many years earlier. And actually what had happened was, Rav Yanai also said that the egel arufa is osa michayim, but he said, gevul shemati bav shechachti, I forgot exactly at what point does it become osur. V'nazan chavrayim lemeimer, and my colleagues said, yiridos lenachal eisen asrasai. The halacha is that the egel arufa must be taken down to a valley, and our Gemara is saying, from when it's taken down to that valley, that is the point when it becomes asa b'hanah. The Mefarshim discuss, what does the Gemara mean, it's being taken down to the valley, at that point it becomes asa b'hanah. Doesn't mean as soon as it finds itself in the valley, that's the point when it becomes asa b'hanah. Or does the Gemara mean only if it's brought down to the valley in the proper procedure? But if it wasn't brought down to the valley in the proper way that the Torah requires that it be brought down, it would not be asa b'hanah. Amar Rav Hamnuna. So says Rav Hamnuna, Mano aminala. From where do I know this? That the egel arufa becomes asa michayim. And we're about to quote a Mishnah that we learned in Masechta Techulin. The Mishnah Masechta Techulin teaches us that we were learning the halachas of Oseh Bespinoi, that a mother and its child may not be slaughtered on the same day. And the Mishnah discusses various situations where is there or is there not the Isser of Oisav Espinoy. And says the Mishnah, HaShoychit Paras Chatos. If somebody shechs the Paras Chatos on the same day that its mother was slaughtered. And as the Mefarshim point out, it can't be that it was slaughtered on the same day as its child, because a Parah Aduma cannot have a child. We know the Torah says, Ashaloi Olo Ala Oil, that the Parah Aduma has to be that type of a animal that is that never had any yolk even on it. Certainly if it got pregnant, it would be disqualified to be a Parah Aduma. Or Sharanisko. A Sharanisko also may not be slaughtered. Or Egla Rufa. The Egla Rufa also, all of these animals that were slaughtered, and again by Egla Rufa the Mefarshim say they were referring to a situation where its mother and the Egla Rufa were slaughtered in the same day, because by Egla Rufa it can't be referring to a situation that the Egla Rufa has a child, for two reasons that an Egla Rufa cannot have a child. One reason is because an Egla Rufa also must be the type of animal that was never previously used. Furthermore, explained the Mefarshim, a Negla Rufa is only an animal that's less than 2 years old. And an animal that's less than 2 years old is unable to have, children. So the question in all of these cases is there an Isser of Oisav Espinoy when the mother and these children were slaughtered on the same day? Rav Shimon, in all of these situations, holds its potter. Rav Shimon says that there is no din of Oisav Espinoy, v'cham chayovim. And the opinion of Rav Shimon is based on the concept of shchitas en ruy lo shma shchita. Since these shchitas are not shchitas that allow the animal to be eaten, so since they don't allow the animal to be eaten, there is no isser of Oisav Espinoy in any of these situations. The Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan Amri, Shchita Shen Ruy Shema Shchita, that even though these Shchitas do not allow the animal to be eaten, they're still considered a Shchita as far as the Halacha of Oisav Espinoy. So the Gemara makes opinion. Bishlama, says Rav Nuna, Lididi, that my opinion is, Damina Michayim, that I say an Egla Rufa is already considered an Egla Rufa while it's still alive. So we can understand Rav Shimon's apligi, the machlokes. Ba'apligi Rav Shimon Rabbanan. We can understand the machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. Rav Shimon saw v'shkita shen ruy shmo shkita. That means the animal was designated as an Egla Rufa. The animal now is already an Egla Rufa and it's also bahano. And therefore, since it's also bahano, the shchita to this animal is a shchita she'en aruya. And now we have the machlokes of Rav Shimon Rabbanan. What is the halacha regarding a shchita she'en aruya? Rav Shimon saw a shchita she'en aruya. Lo yishma shchita. Rabbanan am a shchita she'en aruya shma shchita. Eli Amrit. Lacha rifa. If we're going to say that the animal only becomes an agla rufa after the shchita, a my potter, Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon hold that there's no din of Oisav Espinoy on my part of Rav Shimon, Shchita Shen Aruya. If we're shechning the animal while it's still alive, so the animal is not yet an Egla Rufa. If the animal is not yet an Egla Rufa, so certainly it should, if the animal is not yet an Egla Rufa, so certainly when you slaughter it, it should be subject to the halachas of Shchita Shen, it should be subject to the halachas of Shchita and the rule of Oisav Espinoy. V'chitema, and if you'll say, Rav Hamnuna, in trying to answer this Mishnah, that really Sover Rav Shimon Egla v'shchita k'shera, that we're talking about the Egla already had a decapitation, but the decapitation took place not through a rifa, not through decapitation, but rather through a Shchita. For tonight, that can't be, because we learned in another Mishnah Masech Techulin, Kosher b'Parah, what's Kosher by the Parah Aduma is possible by the Egla Rufa, and what's possible by the paro is kosher ben egla rufa. And the explanation of that Mishnah is paro b'shchita k'shera, the shchita of a paro is kosher, by rifa is possible. If you kill the paro aduma not through shchita but rather through a rifa, that paro aduma would be disqualified. And a egla is just the opposite. By rifa k'shera, only if it was killed through a rifa it was kosher, b'shchita p'sula. So we see from here that the egla rufa can only be killed through a rifa. So now the Gemara's question. So Rav Hamnuna makes this point again, comes back to his point. He's saying, if we say that the egla rufa is already considered an egla rufa while it's still alive, so that Mishnah is very understandable. It's already an egla rufa, and therefore, while it's still alive, and if a shechita was done with it, Rav Shimon holds that it's a shechita she'ena ruya, and therefore it's not subject to the halachas of Ois Vespanoi, and Rabbanan hold that it is subject. But if it was already, if it only becomes an egla rufa after it's actually decapitated, and decapitation must take place through a rifa, so how could there ever be a man d'omer that will discuss if that's a shechita she'ena ruya, shechita ruya? There was no shechita. It's only an arifa. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, ask, why don't we just explain that the arifa of the egla duma of the egla rufa is in the place of a shechita? Yes, normally shechita is what's required to have the rules of Ois Vespanoi. But by egla rufa, the halacha is that yet even an arifa will have the same rules as shechita. So Tosfos answers that the man the omer that holds shechita she'eruya eina shma shechita doesn't subscribe that the arifa could be in the place of shechita. Shechita, shechita, arifa is arifa. Or the fact that the Mishnah used the word hashoichit is clear that the Mishnah speaking about a case of shechita, and the question being if shechita and ruya is shma shechita or not, not if it was only an arifa. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say that even if we would want to say that the arifa of an egla rufa stands in the place of shechita, no one could say that the arifa is totally similar to shechita. We could say that the arifa accomplishes some of the same things that a shechita perhaps accomplishes. But nobody could argue that an arifa and a shechita are identical. So, we're back to where we started. So, isn't this a proof, Rav Hamnuna says, that the animal was slaughtered before the arifa process, yet it's still called an egla rufa, because, as Rav Hamnuna said, it becomes a rufa, michayiv, ishtik. So when Ravi heard this, he remained silent. The boss of Dafak Amar, after Rav Hamnuna left the yeshiva, Ravi answered, said to himself, my tamalei aminalei, I could have answered to Rav Shimon Sava, egla b'shchita k'sheru. Rav Shimon holds that an egla is kosher b'shchita, that even though we just quoted a Mishnah in Masech Techulin that says that the only way to do an egla rufa is through a rifa, he doesn't agree to that. He holds that an egla rufa, even shechita, is kasha. And as the Mefarshim point out, if Rav is trying to say that Rav Shimon is locked into a specific opinion, so for the same thing we could have said that Rav should have said that Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Hamnuna. I don't, and it's a machlokes tanon. So the Mefarshim say Rav did not want to have anybody agree that Rav did not want having anybody should agree with Rav Shimon's opinion, with Rav Hamnuna's opinion, and that's why he preferred to say that Rav Shimon is a man that holds egla b'shchita k'shera rather than saying that he agrees with Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna. So isn't Rav's answer a good answer? Says Rav Hamnuna, no. Rav Hamnuna Amnach. There is no Tana throughout Shas that we find throughout Shas that holds Egla b'shchita k'shera, that you could do just shchita on Egla Rifa, the tamer of Shimon, that we should say that that's how we understand this opinion. There is nobody that holds that. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, Rava says that Egla Rufa only becomes an Egla Rufa from the moment you do the decapitation. Says Rava Menachem, from where do I know that? Says Rava, it's not from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Egla Rufa ain't a king. An Egla Rufa is not like an Oshem Tali. But actually Nerfa, because prior to the Arifa, takes of a Tereva Eda. Unlike an Oshem Tali, which, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, it is the opinion of the Chachamim that if the Oshem Tali was discovered that the person did not do an Aveira, the Halacha according to Rabbana was Yirachi Yistav. Egla Rufa, if it was found at that early point, the opinion of the Rabbanan is Taitzva Tirva Eidim. So Mepharshim discussed Taisvus, and there's a Rav Chaim Brisker explaining the Taisvus, ask, why would we compare an Egla Rufa more to an Oshem Talui than to an Oshem Vadai? Whereby an Oshem Vadai, even the Rabbanan agreed that Taitzva Vitira Be'eder. Answer, Taisvus, that since an Egla Rufa and Oshem Tolui both come because of a Suffet, and therefore the Gemara assumes that it makes most sense to compare the halacha of an Egla Rufa to an Oshem Tolui. The Amrit Michayim, so says the Gemara, if we're going to say that Egla Rufa is already considered Kodesh, Michayim, Amai Teitz V'Tirveidu, why, if the murderer was discovered before anything was done, could it go out free? Ha'itzrael mechayim. It already became an Egla Rufa. And just like an Oshem Tolui that we just explained, as soon as it becomes an Oshem Tolui, the halacha is, you can't let it go out the Eder, so too would be the din by an Oshem Tolui. The fact that our Gemara does not say that is a proof that the Egla Rufa only became an Egla Rufa after it was decapitated. So how does Rav Amnuna answer our Mishnah? That Rav Amnuna holds it becomes an Egla Rufa already Mechayim. Answer the Martini, the way to understand our Mishnah according to him, the wording is actually nearest La Rufa. It doesn't become an Egla Rufa that if the murder was discovered from when it was qualified to be an Egla, which means from the point that it was taken down to the Nachal Esau. Eima Sefer. So Rava continues. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishin Erfa, if the murder was discovered after the Rifa to cover Mekayma, because only then was it a Regla Rufa. It seems that if it was discovered earlier, it's nothing, because it's not yet a Regla Rufa. Again, says Rav Nuna, don't say Mishin Erfa, Mishin Eres La Rifa. From when it became designated, from that point on, the halach is that tikovim mekayma. Ask the Gemara, imke name sefer. Let's go on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if she'al sofik ba metchila, the Mishnah said that the egla rufa was came because of the sofik, kipra sveika balchla. So once it went through its procedure, it's done. Vimachayim. And that's what Allah is, it should be buried, even though the murderer was discovered. Ask the Gemara, V'amit, if we're saying now, that Michayim, that already from while it's still alive, it's already considered Egla Rufa, so how does the Mishnah use the words Kipra, Sveikasa? The Kapara hasn't been accomplished. We didn't even have the decapitation yet. So clearly our Mishnah that says that the Egla is only considered Egla Rufa from when it actually was decapitated seems to teach us that before that it's not an Egla Rufa. Unlike Rav Hamnuna, says the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna concedes and he agrees, Tanoihi, that this issue of an Egla Rufa, is it or is it not, is actually Machlok Tanoim. From what point it becomes an Egla Rufa. Because the Brisa says, we know that there are two types of kabbonis. The kabbonis that affect hechsher, and which means that they don't come for kaporo, but the purpose of the carbon is that we should be able to eat kachim, be able to enter the base of Mikdash, and there are kabbonis that affect, as most kabbonis do, affect kaporo. And the Bryce says, the Torah speaks about kabbonis which are machshirim, and the Gemara speaks about kabbonis which are kaporos that are brought inside. An example of a machshir b'fnim is the osher mitzora, which allows the mitzora to eat kachim. A mechaper b'fnim are most kabbonis. V'nem a machshir mechaper b'chutz. And the Torah also speaks about a carbon which is a machshir and a mechaper that are brought outside. The machshir b'chutz is the tzipayre mitzora, which one, we brought two birds, one is slaughtered and the other one is dipped into a mixture of blood of the first bird and spring water. We sprinkle that bird on the mitzora. Now that is done outside of the azara, outside of the city actually, and it has nothing, and it's a machshir. A mechaper b'chutz is the soyer lazazel that we know is brought on Yom Kippur, which we will still discuss more later, more about later in our shir. And the Brice says, Ma machshir mechaper b'fnim, just like when we speak about the machshir mechaper that are brought inside the azara, also a machshir mechaper, the Torah treats all of them the same way. Af machshir mechaper b'chutz, so too regarding kabbonis that are brought outside of the azara, also machshir mechaper, the Torah treats them all the same. Now we know that the sar lazazel is considered a sar lazazel from the moment that it's designated, not from when the actual avodah is done. So the Gemara says, Rav Amnuna, this brisa teaches us that so too the egla rufa, which is done outside the azara, has the same rule as all the other things that are done outside the azara, like the sar lazazel, that is considered an egla rufa from the moment that it's designated. Says the Mishnah, Rav Elazar Omer, Misnadav Adam Oshem Tali B'Kol Yoyim. A person can bring an Oshem Tali every day, B'Kolei Sheyirtza, who are you, Nikman? That's what's called Hashem Chassidim. And says the Mishnah, Omer Lava Baba Bambuta, they said regarding Baba Bambuta, Shoyim Misnadav Oshem Tali B'Kol Yoyim, that he would indeed bring an Oshem Tali every day, Chutz Achir Yom Kippur Yom Echad, except the day after Yom Kippur. Omar, he said, Haman Hazeh, he made a Shvuah. The Machlokes actually, is Haman Hazeh represent a Shvuah? That's how some of Farshim say, that's the Pashup Shat. Others say that he made a Shvuah in the name of the Beis HaMikdash. Others say he actually was trying to avoid making a Shvuah, and therefore he said, he spoke about the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, which are not a full-fledged Shvuah. He just wanted to show how serious he was. And he said regarding the Chachamim, Elohi Menichali, had Chazal allowed me, Hayisi maybe, I would bring an Oshem Tali every day. El Omrimli, they told me, Hamtein, you should wait, Atchit Tikonis LeBeis HaSofik, you can't bring an Oshem Tali until the day after Yom Kippur, with time has passed, and once the time has passed, then we could be sure that then we could say you have a suffix if you did an Aveira, and then you should be bringing an Oshem Tali. So as most Mefarshim explained, our Mishnah actually is representing three opinions. The opinion of Elazar is that an Oshem Tali could be brought any time. And as the Mefarshim say, Rav Elazar isn't disagreeing with what we've always learned, that if somebody did an Aveira, for which, if he did it b'chashogig, he has a karmel chatos, and he did it b'mezid, he's chayiv kares, that he's obligated to bring an Oshem Tali. Rav Elazar is just saying that a person also has a right to bring an Oshem Tali every day as an adava. The chachamim who speak to Baba Bambuta say you can't just bring an Oshem Tali every day. You only can bring an Oshem Tali when you have a suffix if you did an aveira. And therefore, if it's the day after Yom Kippur, then you can't bring until then, you don't have a suffix, because as we learned and will learn, Yom Kippur is mechaper ol averus. So unless you have a place for a suffix, that's when you can bring an Ashram Tali, otherwise you cannot. And as the Mepharshim say, the wording of the Mishnah is very much in line with this explanation. The Rebbe Lezer uses the words b'chol eis, b'chol yoyim, b'chol eis shiyirtza. This very emphatic wording is to show us you can bring an Ashram Tali anytime you want, because an Ashram Tali is brought by Nedava. The Chum say it has to be a Beis HaSafik. Very interesting wording, Beis HaSafik. What do Chum mean with these words, Beis HaSafik? So one pshat is that there has to be at least some suffix. Another pshat is that a bayis, what is the definition of a home? The definition of a home is that it has certain dimensions. It has a certain shear to it. And what the Gemara is saying here is, there has to be like a bayis, there has to be a certain distance between Yom Kippur and when you did the Aveira. Otherwise, you can't bring the Ashram Tali. The Chacham, however, hold, as we learned, that the Ashram Tali cannot be brought unless the person has a suffix if he did an Aveira for which there's a Chatos B'Shoigi Kareis B'Mezit. And as the Mepharshim point out, there are many very significant Nafgaminas LaHalacha between these different opinions. One is, do you bring along the Sachin with an Ashram Tali? According to Rebbe Lezer, that the Ashram Tali is a Nedava. So just like by all carbon nedava, you bring nesachim, here too nesachim will be brought. According to the Chachamim, it's not just a carbon nedava, and nesachim will not be brought. Another question is that we learned the first Mishnah of Masechta Zvachim, when we started the halachas, when we started learning Seder Kachim, and the Mishnah discusses a carbon that's brought Shalai Lishma, is a kosher, the owners don't get credit, or is it completely disqualified? And the Mishnah says, kabbanas like Oila and Shlomin, which are kabbanas Nadava, are kosher, whereas kabbanas like Chatas are, which come from Aveira, if it was brought Shalai Lishma, it's disqualified. And the Mishnah quoted an opinion that says, Asham has the same din as like a Chatas. So now the Mepharshim discuss, it's not necessarily true that the Asham is completely like a Chatas. Because as we're learning, an Asham can be brought as a Nedava. A Chatas, we know, can never be brought as a Nedava. And therefore, perhaps according to the opinion that says that you could donate a carbon Asham, the Halach would be that you can't bring the Asham will not be treated like a Chatas as far as the carbon that's brought Shalai Lishma. There's another interesting halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins. If somebody shechs a carbon, b'zman hazeh, shechs an animal, l'shem carbon b'zman hazeh, Chazal was concerned that somebody may think that he's actually bringing kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Shechita, even though it was done properly, is a disqualified Shechita. But the Mishnah Masechta Chulin Daf Mem Aleph says that halacha only applies by karbonis which are the Nedavos, not by karbonis that are chayva. If you had in mind that if you said that you're shechting it for oil or shlomim, that's when that halacha applies. Not if you hadn't said you're shechting it for a chatos. So now, we would have a question. If somebody said that he's shechting it for an Ashram Tali, what is the din? If we say that Ashram Tali also could be brought like as a Nedava, as Rebbe Lezer says, then the halacha would be that it's a disqualified Shechita. According to the other opinions, it would not be a disqualified Shechita, because a Shechita for Karban Chayva is not considered Bezman as a disqualified Shechita. The other nafkmina, an issue that we already discussed, is we know that after, when one says kabbonis, so after he says karb oila, he says yiratzim kila krafti oila, after he says the parash of shlomim, he says yiratzim kila krafti shlomim. because an oil or a shlomen could come as a donation. However, the halacha, as we've learned, is that after you say the parashas chatos, you can't say you rot and kill a crafty chatos, because a chatos is only brought if you're obligated to bring a government chatos. So now the question is, after you say the parashas osham, do you say you rot and kill a crafty osham? If an osham could come as an adava, then you may say it. If it can't come as an adava, you may not say it. The Gemara says that Baba Ben Buta said he wishes he could have brought the carbon osham every day. Of course, the Mefarshim say it can't mean every day, because you can't bring, even if you hold that you could bring an osham toli as an adava, on the dava you can't bring on Shabbos v'yontif. So it doesn't mean every day. He only means the days when a carbon may be brought. And in fact, the Achrayim discuss, what would be the halacha if you could bring it on Erev Yom Kippur? Because just like we know, we don't say Mizma L'Soida on Erev Yom Kippur, because a carbon toida can be Nechel Yoyim V'Layla, can be eaten for a day and a night. And if you're going to bring a carbon toida on Erev Yom Kippur, you won't be able to eat it at night, it's going to be Yom Kippur. Similarly, the Aruch Haner says that Baba Ben Buta didn't mean that he would bring a Oshem Toli on Erev Yom Kippur, because bringing it on Erev Yom Kippur brings it Lebeis HaPsul. However, others say that even though a Karban Toida may not be brought on Erev Yom Kippur, Baba Ben Buta felt would have brought an Oshem Toli on Yom Kippur. Because even though, as we're learning, there is a concern of Eimek Vin Kachel Lebeis HaPsul, we don't want to limit the time in which a carbon may be eaten, and tonight's the night of Yom Kippur, and we can't eat the carbon toida, the carbon ashim talui. Still, a carbon toida, which could be brought after Yom Kippur as well as before Yom Kippur, so wait for after Yom Kippur. Whereas a carbon ashim talui that Baba Ben Buta felt every day one should be brought. So if I'm going to miss Erev Yom Kippur, that can't be made up. And therefore, he would have agreed that even on Erev Yom Kippur, this kind of Oshem Toli may be brought. But the Chachamim, as we learned in the Mishnah, said, you can only bring an Oshem Toli when you have some sort of a suffix. If you have no suffix at all, you can't bring an Oshem Toli. And therefore, they did not allow him to bring it until the day after Yom Kippur. There's a very interesting question that the Achronim discussed. We know that the minig is that a chosin and a kala on the day of their wedding fast. And there are two reasons for that fast. One is because it's the day of Mechilas Avoinus, and the other is because we don't want them to eat and drink, and they may get intoxicated, and then when they get married, they won't get married with a clear head. And the question is, if somebody gets married on the day after Yom Kippur, does he have to fast or not? The Magen Avraham says that if somebody gets married in the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they must fast. However, there are Paiskim that disagree, and they say, and they use our Mishnah as a raya, that the day after Yom Kippur, Baba Ben Buta wasn't allowed to bring his Oshem Toli, because there was no suffix. He had no Aveir, he had Kaparis Aveiris. And therefore, they explain that the day after Yom Kippur, a chos and kala do not have to fast. What about the problem of shikras, that we don't want them to eat because they're intoxicated? So they explain that that clearly is not the main reason for fasting. And moreover, they explain that the minig, the Chochmas Adam says, in many communities, is that the chos and kala, they fast all day, they get married at night, they're allowed to eat after it becomes night, even though they didn't have a chuppah yet. What about shikras? So we see that shikras is not the main concern, because as long as we make sure that they don't eat or drink intoxicating foods, they can eat. And kaparas avayis they had the day before on Yom Kippur. Rav Moshe clearly says that if a chas and kala get married the day after Yom Kippur, they need to fast. He says, the Magen Avraham Because even though there are those that want to say that the Magen Avraham, when he says that a chassan kala who get married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot should fast, that the Magen Avraham was speaking about not the day after Yom Kippur, the other days, he says it's difficult to say that that's pshat in the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham doesn't make any such distinction. And furthermore, he says Yom Kippur only helps for averus b'shogim, not for averus that were done b'mezid. But the fast of a chassan kala even helped for averus that were done b'mezid. And therefore, chassan kala should fast even if they're getting married the day after Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah teaches us, explained the Mefarshim, the concept of what is a chassid. The concept of a chassid is somebody who's constantly examining his actions. He's not just thinking about what he's going to do in the future, but he's also examining his past. And not just that he's examining his past, but as I saw from Nimri Emers, every day, Baba Mabuta said he brought a carbon Ashen Tali every single day. Every day he was a day of introspection. Did I act appropriately? And the Chassidish Sfarim go on to say that the first three words of the word Torah are Bereshis Bara Elohim, are Beis, Beis, Aleph, Baba. A person who's constantly examining himself is the person, Bereshis Bara Elohim, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Chachamim, as we learned, Eimei V'Ashen Tali, El Al Shadayna Karas V'Shin Gosei Chatas. Says the Mishnah further, Chayv Chatanus V'Shamas V'Doin, if somebody was Chayv Kavan Oshem, or Kavan Chatas, even though Avalayim Yom Kippurim, and he didn't bring it until Yom Kippur passed, Chayom Lavilach Yom Kippurim, have to bring it after Yom Kippur. Chayom V'Shamas Tluyim Peturim, but if somebody was a Chayiv Ashim Talui, Yom Kippur pass, he doesn't have to bring it. As the Brisker Rav explains, this is, that the Mishnah means to teach us that the exact same thing that the Ashim Talui accomplishes, which we'll discuss soon in the Gemara, is accomplished through Yom Kippur. The Mefarshim debate how far to take this rule. Is it only if the person was aware of his Safek Aveira before Yom Kippur? Is the halacha that the Ashim Talui, Yom Kippur works in the place of the Ashim Talui? Or even if the person didn't even know that he did a Safek Aveira, does the Ashim Talui, does Yom Kippur work? And then there's a question that goes even a step further. That even if we'll say that the Ashim Talui, that Yom Kippur works in a situation where the person did know of his aveira before, of his suffolk aveira before Yom Kippur, that the Yom Kippur takes care of it, why would be the halacha if one designated already an Ashim Talui before Yom Kippur, but he didn't actually bring it, and now Yom Kippur passes, does he bring that Ashim Talui or not? Says the Mishnah further, Mishba b'yodah suffolk aveira Yom Kippur, if somebody on Yom Kippur did it, has a suffolk aveira, afilim chashecha, even if it was in the last moment of Yom Kippur, Potter, Shekala Yoy Mechaper. And here too there's Machloikis, which is actually Machloikis in the Yerushalmi. Which point of Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Is it the last moment of Yom Kippur, or is it every moment of Yom Kippur? Says the Mishnah further, a woman has a question if she's obligated to bring Karban Chattas Oif. That means she's not sure, as we've learned many times, if the child she had is considered a full-fledged child, and she has a chiyuv karmen chatas to eat kachin and go into Beis Hamikdash or not. Vavala Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur passes. Chayav Zlavilach Yom Kippurim. She still has to bring it after Yom Kippur. Mishimech Sheres Lachal Zvachim. Without bringing this carbon, she can't eat karbonis. Chatas Oif Abala Safik. Furthermore, it teaches us the Mishnah that if somebody it brought the chatas oif by Safik, this woman, even after she did a malika, she becomes aware that the child was not a full-fledged child, and she had no chiv carbon to cover, that carbon should be buried. Even though normally the halacha is, it's normally just burnt, here it has to be buried, because since it came
Mitchila only because of Suffolk, and now we are aware that she never, it only was brought as a Suffolk in the first place. And now we discover that she really was never obligated. It falls into the category of Chulin Ba'azara, that the halacha is that must be buried. Ask the Gemara, my Tamid Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says that a person could bring an Ashim Tali as an Adafa. Ask the Gemara, my Tamid Rav Elazar. What is the reasoning for Rav Elazar? Because if we're going to say that Ashim Tali is only Chayv, then why is the halacha, as we've been learning, that when the person becomes aware that he certainly did the Aveira, Ma'isichatus, that he has to bring a Karmachatus? He already had the Ashim Tali. It must be that the Ashim Tali is a Min Nedavah. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara is understanding that there are two categories of Karbanos. There are Karbanos which are Nedavah, like a Oila and a Shlomim, and there are Karbanos which are a Chayva, like a Karmachatus or like a Ashim Vadai. Everything has to fall into one of the of these two categories. So if the Ashim Tali is in the category of a Karban Chayva, so if somebody did an Aveir and he brought the Ashim Tali, that takes care of all of his issues, and he shouldn't have any further obligation. The fact that he does clearly indicates that an Ashim Tali is just a Dava. Rabbanan, Oil of Shlomim, he does something that is a Dava. An Oil of Shlomim are indeed in the category of Nevi Dava. Aval, Chatz V'Asham, and Chatz V'Asham are in the category of Chayvininu. V'Asham Tali, but when we look at Ashim Tali, Seder Rabbanan, Hay Netama, this is the way to understand it. The Ma'isim Mekamed Mesyadilei, it's brought with a whole new reasoning. L'Hoganalov, because the person needs protection, because maybe he did an Aveira, and he didn't have a Kapara. But Torah Chosal Gufin Shei Yisrael. So as the Mefarshim explain, what the Gemara is teaching us is that the person who did an Aveira, even though he's not quite certain if he did an Aveira, can be considered a Baal Aveira. Just like we know somebody who does an Aveira B'Shogeg is considered a Baal Aveira. In order to protect him from Yisurim, the Torah says, HaTorah Chosa, as Mefarshim say, it's not just that the Torah protects him and gave him the opportunity to bring an Ashim Tali. The Torah obligates him to bring the Ashim Tali because the Torah chasa agufan she Yisrael. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Elah Rav Ashi, Dilma Ashim Tali b'Oil v'Shlomim. Maybe Ashim Tali should be considered like an Oil v'Shlomim. And Ma Oil v'Shlomim the Asa b'Chayva v'Asim the Dava. You could bring an Ashim. There are cases where the Oil v'Shlomim come as a carbon Chayva. Albeit, rarely, Oilus Ria, Shalmi Chagiga, Af, Ashim Nedava, and typically they're brought by Nedava. Ashim Tali Nami, why don't we say, Das Bechayva, Os Nami Bedava, and therefore they should agree with Rebbe Lezer that one should be able to donate on Ashim Tali, Amalek, to which he responds, Oilus Shalmi Ikab Nedava Tzivi. Even though, as we just said, there are situations, Oilus Re'iyah, Shamli Chagiga, that they're brought by Nedava, but the Torah calls them Korbanot Nedava. Ashim Tali, Ike B'chayvik Siv. In other words, the Rabbanan is saying that the Ashim Tali is in the category of a Korban Chayva, not in the category of a Korban Nedava. Tanar of Chanina Kamei Derava. Ashim Tali Baal on the Veila. Even though, if somebody eats in the Veila, for sure, he doesn't bring a carbon chatos, he's not chayiv karis. Yet, if somebody has a suffix, if he ate nevela, he brings an Ashim Tali. We just learned in our Mishnah that it is the opinion of the Chaman that anime the Ashim Tali, el al davish lezadani karis, b'shim gosei chatos. So, according to Rabbanan, you shouldn't be able to bring an Ashim Tali here because it's not this type of an aveira. And if you're following Rebbe Lezer's opinion, Rebbe Lezer holds the Nadava Nami Yossi, you could bring it even as a Nadava. Amalei, my Tama Lemes Nis. Why didn't you learn the Mishnah clearly? Zinnin Sagin Tensu Kamimar. Many times that I learned this Brisa in front of our Rebbe, Umanu Rabu, Vamalei Hamani, Rebbe Lezer Hida Amalei. It's referring to the second opinion of our Mishnah. that you can't just bring an Asim Tali like Rebbe Leza says, the first opinion of our Mishnah, that when you, as in the Dova, rather it's following the opinion of the Tan of our Mishnah, that you have to have a Safik, and the Chiddush is, of our Mishnah, the Chiddush here is, that even though if for sure you had done the Avera, you would not have to bring a Karban Chatos, but they agree by any Safik, even an Avera which doesn't carry with it a Chiyuv Karban Chatos, you can bring an Asim Tali, but you at least have to have some sort of a Safek. Amr, my time of the Amr law. So ask the Gemara, what's the basis of this reasoning? Amr Kra, Ashalay Susan of Asim. Any Aveira that involves a lav, you can bring an Asim. Amr Rava, my time of the Rabbanim. Damri, but what is the basis for the opinion of the Rabbanim that they hold? Emavim Asim Tali, Aladovish, Donikaros, Vishin Gosoi. Chatos, answered the Gemara, Yalfim mitzvahs mechatos chelev. The case of a typical carb mechatos is chatos chelev, where somebody ate chelev. That's what the Torah speaks about the carb mechatos, and that, as we always explain, is the most common example of being over carb mechatos. Ma'ala halon, when one eats chelev chas v'sholom, it's an aver for which the doine karas v'shengos chatos. Afkan, hold the Rabbanan that you only bring a carb nashon toli for Naveya, which is Dovish Zidane Karas Shigas Echat. Tanabon. Chamisha Ashamas Makapran. The Torah speaks about a Choshem Oshavada in five cases. They have the effect, they have the ability to make a Kapara, Oshem Tali, and a Makapran. Says Omer of my Kamar. What does this Bryce need to say? Omer of Yeshav Kamar. Chamisha Ashamas Makapran, Kapara Gemura. To bring a full fledged Kapara. Oshem Tali, a Makapar, Kapara Gemura. As we learned, if one brought an Asim Tali, and then he becomes aware that he did the Aveira, he would have to bring a Karma Chatos afterwards. The like Rebbe Leza, which is not like what Rebbe Leza says, the Omar Asim Tali Bal on Aveila, and if it comes on an Aveila, it affects a full-fledged Kapara, because there won't be a carbon afterwards. Ravina Omar, Ravina has a different explanation in the Braisa. Haqtani. Chamisha Shamis Ein Achim Chaper Kaparason. There's nothing else that can bring kapara. The chimis yadalei, that even if the person becomes aware of the aveira after Yom Kippur passed, still maisi he must bring the oshem vadai. Whereas when we speak about the oshem tolui, achem kapa kaparasoi, the chimis yad, if a person becomes aware after Yom Kippur that he might have done an aveira for which he should bring an oshem tolui, loy maisi he doesn't bring it after Yom Kippur. Tritnan. And we learned in our Mishnah, Chai v'chatos v'ashamas v'adoim. If somebody's obligated to bring a carbon chatos or carbon asham, shavalei Yom Kippurim, even though Yom Kippur passes, chayovim lahavi after Yom Kippurim, he has to bring that chatos and asham after Yom Kippur. Chayosh is tluyin, but if somebody did an aveira for which there's a safik, and he only becomes aware of that after Yom Kippur, p'turin, in that case, certainly he won't have to bring an asham tolui. As we said, there may be other cases. A shaila, if he became aware before Yom Kippur, and even if he designated the animal before Yom Kippur. Chai v'chatos v'ashamas v'adoim. So the Mishnah quotes, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah Ketani. Chai v'chatos v'ashamas v'adoim. Shavala Yom Kippurim. Chayov v'lohavalach Yom Kippurim. Even though Yom Kippur passed, he still has to bring his chatos, his asham. Chai v'ashamas t'luyim p'turim. Ask the Ramanan immediately, where do we know this halacha from? Kyosha of Dimi, Amrav Ami, Amrav Chanina, Amrav Kro. The Chippa al Kodesh, the Pasuk speaks about the Par Hanasi Befnim on Yom Kippur, and the Pasuk says, the Chippa al Kodesh, Metumas Bnei Yisrael, Umbepishem Luchol Chatosan. So the Gemara compares Chatoim, which are various Beshoyi, Dumit Pshoim to various that were done by Mezid. Ma Pshoim Allah Bnei Carbon, you don't bring a carbon for an Avera that was done by Mezid. After time, so too for Shaggy the lab b'nei carbon for which there's no obligation to bring carbon mechaper. Does Yom Kippur have the ability to be mechaper? Avakatoim b'nei carbon, but for when you did an aveirus where you're obligated to bring a carbon, for that when mechaper Yom Kippur doesn't have the ability to take away that obligation, doesn't have the ability to affect that type of kapara. Omalei Abaya. asks Abaya, for Ksiv Hadein Kro. That pasuk, as we just said, speaks about the Sira Nasim Bifnim Udiksev. Flay Mechaper, and that Sira Nasim Bifnim only was Mechaper on a very specific Aveira. Our Aveira is the Mitzvah Yidua. It only is Mechaper if somebody became Tomei and then forgot, and when he ate and went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kotshim, the Tumma, and doesn't know about it. That is the only case where the Sar HaNas Bifnim works. But the Sar HaMishtaleach, the Mechapal Averif the Metziyadua, that has a much larger application, Eimelach, maybe, that Sar HaMishtaleach, is Mechaper, Afilu Al-Chatoim B'nei Kaparninu Mechaper, that even for Averis, that you would normally have to bring carbon, chatos or ashram, it should have the ability to be mechaper. Ela Mabaya, mihocha. The pasuk says regarding the sar hanas lazozo. V'sfad alav es kol avonis bnei Yisrael, v'es kol pshem l'chol chatoisam. Chatoim dim de pshoim. Here in the sar lazozo, the Torah compares chatoim to avonis. Ma pshoim de lav bnei carbon. Just like pshoim are averis for which there is no carbon, because pshoim means amazed, and there is no carbon when you did an averis of amazed. Av chatoim, only such averis the lav bnei carbon. Av chavoim de bnei carbon inu lo mechapa. And here the pasuk is speaking. This is the pasuk of stira mishtaleach. Umiyat the korab is stira mishtaleach. The member to teach us the al chatoim de bnei carbon inu that an averis for which you have to bring a carbon lo mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Amalei. Abaya, Amalei Rav Dimi, asked Rav Dimi, "Remai the Hanif Pshoim, La Bnei Karben Anu." Who says that the Pshoim in the pasuk is speaking about it when you did an aver b'mezit? Well, you don't bring a carbon. Dilma Hanif Bnei Karben Anu. Maybe he's talking about a case where you did an aver b'mezit and you would bring a carbon. Kitnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, that there are times that you bring a carbon even when you did the aver b'mezit. Abba Mevim Al Zod Nishkaga. There are a number of averis that even if you did the avera b'mezid, you bring a carbon. So we see, so maybe the way to learn the pasuk is that just like pshoim, you bring carbon, and Yom Kippur takes care of it. So too, will Yom Kippur take care if somebody is chayiv a carbon. Even in a case where somebody's chayiv a carbon, and the Gemara, in fact, says similarly, itmanami kasser of dimi amr of yosui amr of shlokish. V'svadu was kol avonis bnei Yisrael. V'skop shem l'chol chatoisam chatos dumya the pshon ma pshon de lav bnei carbon mechaper af chatoim de lav bnei carbon mechaper. Abachav toim bnei carbon. If you didn't have air for which you have to bring a carbon, lemachapa, the sol azazel doesn't bring a kaparo. To which Abaya asks, anan maden kro amri. Abaya says, I indeed learned from this pasuk. But actually, Rav Dimi asked me, mimai the high pshoim the lie bnei carbon anu. Why we say the pshoim means it's an aver for which there is no carbon? Maybe pshoim also refers to averis for which there is a carbon. Sometimes by certain averis that you bring a carbon even the mezid, just to give the list, it's somebody habal shifcha charufa, a nazir that became tame, somebody who swore shvuas edus falsely, somebody who swore shvuas bekodin, that he has to bring a carbon even the mezid. Amalei Rava. Yes, there are cases where somebody did an aver b'meizid and he has to bring a carbon, but they are the minority. Amalei, to which Abai says, "Mid the roiv ksiv." Does the Torah speak about roiv or miyit? El Amabai mreish the crow. We go back to the beginning of the pasuk. V'sfadu lavas kol avonis bnei Yisrael. V'tanya avonis elu zudonis. V'ken oimer avoner ba. V'skop shem kartosu lamali. So the Torah already at the beginning of the parasha says that the sol azazel brings kapara for averus that were done b'mezid. Why must the Torah repeat itself? V'skop shem l'chol kartosu lamali. The Torah wants to compare it to teach us this very rule. Map shem v'lavnei karbin. Only for where there is no obligation to bring a carbon. After time to love nay carbon, does the soul azazel yom kippur mechaper? After time to nay carbon, they knew for where yechayv a carbon chatos, yechayv a carbon asham, when mechaper yom kippur is not mechaper, you have to bring that carbon even after those carbon chatos or those carbon asham, even after yom kippur has passed. And the reason we know that is because it's an extra possible.